Thank you for calling the organization of Staten Island Newsline for the week starting Monday, July 13th. The city is trying to figure out how to reopen safely, but this is quite difficult. One way to increase social distancing is to adopt our union's emphasis on alternate work schedules. The leaders of the campaign finance board have sent us a request for our involvement in their reopening plan. That was a welcome request, and we do have a lot of experience on this topic. Alice Moyes and Sharon Jack of our office will be responding to the request, and we are anxious to be of as much help as possible. The virus will clearly be a threat for months to come. The fact that work from home is often being done successfully is good. However, at some point, many more of us will be asked to ride the subway to work. At that time, every additional bit of alternate work scheduling will certainly help. We had two nice decisions last week. The deputy assistant directors at the Division Complaint Review Board are now eligible to belong to our union and will be covered for grievance rights and overtime compensation. Also, our most recent higher court decision confirms our union's right to represent directors of planning at the Health and Hospitals Corporation. The Hospitals Corporation has a long history of denying that they are subject to the city or state labor law. Thus, they create new titles and call the managerial simply to deny these new workers any of the rights accorded to union-covered employees. To counter this, our union spends a lot of time and effort to prove that these new jobs are not, in fact, managerial at all. Then, once we win, HAC goes off to court to say that the Office of Collective Bargaining cannot tell the hospitals what to do. We win all those cases, but it wastes time, money, and effort. The costs are always borne by us, either as dues payers for the union or as taxpayers supporting the hospitals. Now, after a loss before the Office of Collective Bargaining, and another in court, and one more yet on appeal, the HAC's effort to go one court higher yet has just been denied. We win. A few more workers have the rights and protections they should have, and they should have had all along. Better yet, however, will be when HAC stops wasting taxpayer money on anti-labor law firms' frivolous cases. We always win those cases. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.